Okay, welcome to a town council meeting. It is November 18th, 2025 at 6 o'clock, and we have a quorum. We have Lew Councilmember Lewis Johnson and Councilmember Artie Powell and Councilmember Sandy Hunterby, and I will be chairing the meeting tonight. And it is to right, you know what we're calling this. It's the canvas. It's the election canvas for Huntsville Town Board of Canvasses and the Huntsville Town Clerk to certify the election of the 2025 municipal general election.
Yeah.
So what do we
So we just need to go over these results. We just need to review these results, kind of discuss them.
These are all we got. Okay, so we have a precinct level results, a results report. We had total 416 registered voters. I guess that the ballots went out, the 416 voters. And we got 256 ballots back, which is a 61.54% turnout.
Okay, we have two residents attending.
Oh,
we're welcome to that. Can you review again, including Jeff Keating? So,
who's that?
You want to pull two chairs in, guys?
Oh, we'll grab a chair.
Yes,
we'll grab.
yeah.
You
We're just wondering why no one was in
Oh, we didn't know whether we were going to have very many people.
Today Richard had to fly out to, he was on call, so he had to fly out. And we didn't think there would be too many people. Instead of drag all the equipment out and hook everything up, we thought we'd just do it from here because it's easier. If he zooms in,
Easy.
yeah, if he zooms in, he zooms in. So thanks for coming.
So
We're just trying to see if
I will flip over these.
Yeah. So okay, what we're doing is
You want to copy these guys?
yeah, you're welcome. Okay, I want to see the election result and then see there. Well,
that's right in the packet.
At three table there.
It's all three pages.
Yes, three pages. So we go here.
Can we use these?
Yeah.
Okay. So yes, we are meeting tonight to certify the election result for the 2025 municipal general election now. So I think this bigger sheet of paper gives you a lot of information. We have, I think, let's see, what does it say here? Ballots mailed to voters, just down at the bottom a little bit on this page, 425 ballots were mailed out. And it says on top we have active registered voters of 416. So we received 256 ballots back. So 169 were not returned. I guess 11 of the ballots that were mailed out were undeliverable and probably came back.
So in the next election, they are counted as an inactives. They won't be in the mail phone back. So
you mean the ones that went out of
that
should come out.
So that's I mean, that's why you're active voters up versus
I see. Okay, good. Good
different.
for now. Three were returned past the deadline, so they would not be counted. One was returned unsigned. So four of the returned ballots were not counted. Okay. So we did get 256 returned.
260.
Just 260
260.
returned, right, Lewis? But four of them were not counted because of those four. Three returned after the deadline, one not signed. Got it. Okay. I'm back. So then the results report from the precinct report is, yes, we get 256 ballots returned, which was 61% of the voters, registered voters, voted. And the totals counted up was Jim Truitt received 193, 43%, over 43% of those. Sandy Hunter received 134 votes, and Jeff Keeney re received 114 votes. So Jim Truitt and Sandy Hunter were elected, were the two out of the three that got the most votes.
Yeah.
Okay. That's so consistent with what I saw.
Yeah, I pulled up the, I was following the Weber County website, the election website, and that's what the numbers, the exact numbers they had.
Yeah.
At the fines.
And they, that's where that came, this came from. They sent that to us, the official result.
Okay. They don't do that. I was telling someone that they really don't, I don't know, maybe 2021, it started their canvassing dates were very specific. It was Utah state code now. And they don't like to do returns early. They don't like us to release official results. So they, even if you ask them what the official results are, they won't tell you.
You mean like how early compared to when they were
like the canvas state? They won't tell you it's official until you canvass and accept the results.
I see. I see.
Yeah.
It's not official until we make it official.
Yes.
So we certify the results and make it official.
And it also gives them time to resolve some issues too.
Okay.
Or for new counts if they need to do those.
Do we need to make a motion to accept this?
Yes. Yeah.
I'll make a motion then that we accept the results of the canvas. Let's see. There's not a resolution number.
Nope.
So I would say, yeah, we're certified the results of the canvas as Sandy described.
And do I say?
Sorry.
Well, hey. Well, we're getting to the end here. And you can look at those papers, Jeff, if you want to show them, John. Okay, we've had first
it's just the
from Freddie, second from Lewis to accept the election canvas. All in favor?
Aye.
Forget to say, is there any more discussion?
I don't know if you need a roll call or not, but it's not part of the signature page.
Do the roll call, that always covers us.
That's true.
Okay, now we'll do the Lewis.
Aye.
Artie?
Aye.
And the chair votes aye. I don't know if I'm allowed to vote aye. I guess
yeah.
So. Yes. Yeah. Numbers count. We're not worried about the names.
That's true.
And so we will sign the paper and approve it. Yeah. Okay. So we have officially certified the election results for the Huntsville Town 2025 municipal election.
All right. Any comments?
Questions, comments? All right, then I guess.
That's our lowest number for now. Our
next move would be the coder.
So be it.
Okay. See, the first testing one for that 607.
607.
That is.